Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning picks up for assembly elections in 4 states and a union territory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds roadshow in Puducherry. 40-member NIA team reaches Malda in West Bengal to probe siege of judicial officials in Kaliachak. Government reassures sufficient availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country, asks citizens to avoid panic purchase. US, Israel and Iran continue to strike each other's targets as West Asia conflict enters 35th day. Christians across the world observe Good Friday with solemn prayers and religious services. India assured of 3 medals at Asian Boxing Championships as Nikhat Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar reach women's semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar. And Khelo India Tribal Games conclude in Raipur. Karnataka emerge overall champion with 23 gold medals. And now the news in detail. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of the NDA candidates in Puducherry this evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. The Prime Minister travelled in an open vehicle, greeting and waving at the public, party workers and supporters. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, BJP State President V.P. Ramalingam, Home Minister A. Namasivayam, accompanied the Prime Minister. Large crowds, including women, children and people of all ages, lined both sides of the road, waving party flags and greeting the Prime Minister with enthusiasm and showering flowers along his way. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister departed for Chennai. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Dudhnoi in Assam's Gualpara district today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Kerala tomorrow to campaign for the assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala tomorrow as part of the ongoing assembly election campaign. He is scheduled to arrive at Changanasheri by 3 p.m. and will attend the NDA election meeting at Tiruvalla. Later in the day, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in a roadshow from Killipalam to Karamana. He is expected to return to Delhi after 7 p.m. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in the UDF campaign program in Alappuzha tomorrow. He will also attend events at Kattapana and Kunnathunadu. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in various LDF programs in Kottayam district tomorrow. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, the BJP has announced the candidates for 27 seats it will contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan and State BJP Chief Nennore Nagendran. In the 2021 assembly elections, BJP had contested 20 seats and won 4. The Congress has also announced its candidates for 28 assembly seats. With nominations closing on Monday, BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in 4 constituencies, Vilavankode, Kolachel, Aranthangi and Uti. In our series of constituency profiles for the forthcoming legislative assembly elections, today we take a look at the Karaikal South Assembly constituency in Puducherry Union Territory.
Karaikal South has a total electorate of 30,115 voters, comprising 13,986 male voters, 16,128 female voters and one transgender voter. The constituency has 35 polling booths. In the 2021 assembly elections, AMH Naseem of the Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam was elected from here with a margin of 12,034 votes and a vote share of 71.15%. This time, sitting MLA AMH Naseem is facing a contest from M. Arul Murugan of the BJP and AVS Shaktivel Prabhu of the Indian National Congress. Former AIADMK MLA KAU Asana, who was a runner-up in the last election, is contesting this time as a candidate of Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam. Key issues shaping the electoral discourse in the constituency include drinking water scarcity and saltwater intrusion, infrastructure development, fishermen's concerns, coastal erosion and flooding during cyclonic seasons. Bibinesnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on the polling day for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and UT governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kaliachak 2 Block Development Office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police today arrested 2 persons, including the mastermind of the gherao of 7 judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Bagdogra Airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal, K. Jayaraman said, 3 cases have been registered against him at Kaliachak police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday. Demanding inclusion of names in the voter list, protesters confined the officials inside the building for more than 9 hours without food or water. Chairman of Pharmaxil, Namit Joshi, has welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products. Mr. Joshi told Akashvani that such initiatives are crucial for ensuring uninterrupted supply of medicines for both domestic use and exports.
This is a very positive step in the direction of streamlining the supply chain of pharmaceuticals. We are known as pharmacy of the world, and I think all these steps taken by Government of India are going to facilitate the continuity of the supply chain of our pharmaceutical products, which are intended for domestic as well as export.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Government has reassured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. The Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas chaired a meeting with additional chief secretaries and principal secretaries, food and civil supplies of all states and union territories to review the fuel supply situation and highlighted the measures taken to ensure adequate availability. States have been directed to prioritize LPG distribution for domestic and essential needs while maintaining strict vigilance against hoarding and diversion. In a statement, the ministry informed that since 23rd of March, 3.42 lakh PNG connections have been activated with 3.7 lakh new registrations. Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said over 1,100 seafarers have been repatriated so far, including 155 in the last 24 hours. The External Affairs Ministry said flight operations from the Gulf are improving with around 6,49,000 passengers travelling to India since 28th of February. The Indian Oil has said in a statement that it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily, which is consistent with the normal delivery levels prior to the onset of the current geopolitical tensions. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. As the West Asia conflict enters its 35th day, fighting between US, Israel and Iran continues to intensify, with strikes expanding to civilian and energy infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global supplies and maritime security. Iran and its allies have launched fresh attacks across the region, including strikes on a desalination plant and a refinery in Kuwait. Tehran has warned of severe retaliation if its critical infrastructure is targeted and cautioned the countries hosting U.S. bases. Iranian state media reported that a second U.S. fifth-generation F-35 fighter jet was struck and downed over central Iran by the air defense system of the Islamic Republic's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, with officials saying the pilot is unlikely to have ejected. U.S. President Donald Trump warned of further strikes after an attack on a bridge near Tehran killed 8 people and injured nearly 100. We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
In Kuwait, a power and desalination facility reported material damage following an attack, prompting emergency response measures. Kuwait relies on desalination for nearly 90% of its drinking water, making such facilities critical to national supply. Iran, meanwhile, rejected reports that it targeted Kuwaiti power and desalination facility. In the UAE, falling debris from air defense interceptions triggered a fire at the Habshan gas facility. Another interception injured 12 people, including 5 Indian nationals in the Ajban area of Abu Dhabi. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross, with devotees gathering in large numbers. In India, churches in Mizoram, Odisha, Tripura and Keralam held special services since last evening, including Holy Communion. In South Goa, devotees commemorated the crucifixion of Jesus Christ through traditional rituals and prayers. More from our correspondent.
In Madgaon, devotees participated in solemn Good Friday observances, marking the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who according to Christian belief was crucified to show the path of righteousness to mankind. As a part of the rituals, churches across the South Goa reenacted the crucifixion. At Monte Hill Chapel in Madgaon, special prayers and ceremonies were held in the presence of parish priest Father Orland Velderis. A large cross, approximately 25 meters high, was used during the ritual, where the image of Jesus Christ was symbolically placed, drawing hundreds of devotees who gathered to witness the ritual. Similar observances were held in Benolim and other parts of South Goa. Mahesh Sobhade, Ashwani News, Panji.
In sports, the Khelo India Tribal Games concluded with a closing ceremony held in Raipur, Chhattisgarh this evening. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai attended the ceremony as the chief guest along with Deputy Chief Minister Arun Sao. Legendary sportspersons MC Mary Kom and Bhaichung Bhutia attended the event as special guests. On the final day, men's football final and various archery finals were held. In football, West Bengal defeated Chhattisgarh by 1-0 to clinch the gold medal. In the overall medal tally, Karnataka emerged as the overall champion with 23 gold, 8 silver and 7 bronze medals. Odisha finished second with 21 gold. At the Asian Boxing Championships 2026, India is confirmed of 3 medals as women pugilists Nikhat Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar have advanced to the semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Leading the charge, Nikhat Zareen in the 51kg quarterfinal overpowered Philippines' Xia Baguin. In the 60kg category, Priya defeated China's Cheng Yu Yang by 4-1, while in 54kg category, Preeti Pawar outclassed Mongolian boxer Ekjargul Mutgun Sensang 5-0. India put up a strong performance in compound archery, winning 3 gold medals in team events at the World Archery Para Series in Bangkok, Thailand. In the women's team final, Sheetal Devi and Payal Nag defeated Kazakhstan 150-147. In the men's team event, Toman Kumar and Shyam Sundar Swami beat Chinese Taipei 153-146. In the mixed compound team event, Sheetal Devi and Toman Kumar won against Indonesia, securing India's 3rd gold medal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning picks up for assembly elections in 4 states and a union territory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds roadshow in Puducherry. 40-member NIA team reaches Malda in West Bengal to probe siege of judicial officials in Kaliachak. Government reassures sufficient availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. Asks citizens to avoid panic purchase. US, Israel and Iran continue to strike each other's targets as West Asia conflict enters 35th day. Christians across the world observe Good Friday with solemn prayers and religious services. India showed off 3 medals at Asian Boxing Championships as Nikhat Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar reached women's semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.